This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined this week by WLVR's Tyler Pratt. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Brad.
In politics this week, Lehigh County still has not certified its election from November of last year. And I think it shows how small changes in election law can have real-world consequences. Where are we nearly 3 months since the polls closed?
So the county is unofficially certified, meaning they are in a holding pattern to sign off on November's votes until litigation surrounding the election concludes. At issue are 257 undated mail-in ballots and whether they should be counted. The appeals court ruled to toss them out, and the state Supreme Court decided not to take up the case. Now, the ACLU has taken the issue to federal court on behalf of a few of those voters who didn't date their ballots.
It's a fascinating issue, I think. The law clearly says that voters have to sign and date the envelope that their mail-in ballot is inside of. And these voters, both Democrats and Republicans, apparently, appear to have gotten that step wrong. But they're arguing in federal court that a minor error of a rule that seems to have no practical purpose should not take away their vote. And in this case, there are real-world consequences, right?
Yeah, there are two candidates still in a narrow race for the Court of Common Pleas, and these couple hundred votes will decide the outcome.
It's going to be very interesting to see how that ruling goes. Inflation is also a topic that's on everyone's mind. It's driving action by the Federal Reserve. It's going to be a factor in this year's elections. And our own Hayden Mittman hosted a special on how to cope with inflation on a pragmatic level here in the Lehigh Valley. What did he learn?
Yeah, Hayden spoke with financial experts and other people to help unpack ways to stretch the dollar, say, at the grocery store. And he also spoke with residents like Bobby Williams of Salisbury, who said they've changed the way they shop.
I'm looking for specials. It's something I never really did. I don't know if that comes with getting older, but it's something I'm doing now, and it's effective if you do it correctly.
And it's not just everyday items, Brad. Rent in the Lehigh Valley is spiking. Area development and planning experts say population growth in the region has outpaced housing. Allentown's mayor and other officials say that getting more housing stock in the region is a top priority, but there are questions about how long it will take and what prices will look like once they are actually available. But there is some positive news here. Renters do have some resources available if they are having financial trouble right now. Community Action Lehigh Valley, an anti-poverty nonprofit, says they have tens of millions of dollars available in federal emergency rental assistance for people who need it.
And it's Black History Month, February. You did some interesting reporting on a new program in the Lehigh Valley called Color Outside the Lines. I know its goal is to address racial inequity. Who's behind that project?
This is also a new initiative from Community Action Lehigh Valley. Color Outside the Lines aims to increase resources and opportunities for BIPOC individuals and other underserved communities in the area. And one part of this multi-year plan will be mental health. The group will launch low-cost therapy for Valley residents in March. And over the next year, Color Outside the Lines will advocate to have more people of color in leadership roles across the Valley. And they say they want to get a more diverse array of educators into our school systems. They have partnered with the area's largest school districts, universities, and businesses. It's a pretty ambitious and exciting effort to address racial disparity in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, a really interesting partnership between a nonprofit and the private sector. Thanks so much for joining us, Tyler.
Thank you, Brad.
For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.